Hello, Grace City. This is Connor, and for today's Lent reflection, we'll be reading Hebrews 10, verses 11 through 18. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. So I kind of have two questions for us to maybe ponder today. And that is, number one, how much do you think that God thinks about your sin? And number two, how much do you think about your own sin and the things in your life that you're not too proud of or happy about? I'll answer the second one, quite frankly, is that I think about my sin a lot. I think about things that I did, something that I've said, in a way that I've acted out, my reaction to somebody. And I don't think that that's actually the way that God wants us to deal with our sin. I think that he wants us to think about him when we think about our sin. And to answer the first one, I think it's quite clear in this passage that Jesus made this one-time sacrifice, and then it says in verse 14, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. So when I think about this, and when I think about God not remembering my sins, it puts me into this place of just like this empty room where maybe it was cluttered and it was chaotic and there was so much junk or whatever. Just picture that. And it all gets cleaned out. And I'm just in this space of freedom. And it just seems to be God and myself. And it's like, wait, what happened to all this stuff? You know, where did all this stuff go? And God just seems to be like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I think this is reinforced in what we're going to hear about in the next coming Sundays, that love keeps no records of wrong and that God is love. And this has always been something that I've really held on to, that God doesn't remember my sins. And it's hard to imagine because God is all-knowing. But it seems that there is some caveat to that, that he chooses to not remember my sin. So, to answer that first question, how much do you think that God thinks about your sin? I think the answer that we can see from this scripture that Jesus has ushered in by way of his death, burial, and resurrection is that I don't think God thinks about your sin at all. Now, just a disclaimer, obviously, in verse 14 it says, those who are being made holy, that we are not already there. It's the already not yet theme that we see through the Bible, that we are made holy by Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, but we are still being made holy by way of sanctification through the Holy Spirit. So today, I just want to encourage you that we can live in this space of freedom through this new covenant, that we don't have to let sin rule over our minds and consume our days, but that we can live in this place of just total admiration of God, that he would release those thoughts and that he could just solely look at us by way through the lens of Jesus, and that he can see us as his beautiful children, that we all have this incredible worth. So I'd like to encourage us today in that, that God doesn't remember your sins. And maybe we shouldn't be spending so much time thinking about them, because I don't think God does. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your crucifixion, for you going to the cross, for your one-time sacrifice that has given us a life that we could never have dreamed of, and that we can be made holy through you, and that you have sat down at the right hand, and that you are an advocate for us. And Lord, that you see us as holy and blameless, and that you chose us before the creation of the world to see us as that. So Lord, we are so thankful. We're so honored to be a part of your kingdom and to be a part of your work that you're doing here in our city and in our world, Lord. We're so, so grateful for you and everything that you've done for us, Jesus. And we ask you all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.